The John Toll Show, Celtic Media Festival and Imro Magazine Show of the Year.
Good morning and you're very welcome to the John Toll Show live from Derry. Great time to be here. City of Derry International Choir Festival is finishing up tomorrow night. The place is full of choirs from all over the world. The Halloween Festival, of course, kicks off tomorrow as well. We're here in Des and Jennifer Rainey's house in Foyle Springs in Derry. The place is decorated to high heaven. There's a table there groaning with food, Jennifer, with gluten-free everything, fruit, scones.
And it hasn't all arrived yet.
And it hasn't.
There's more to come.
And, of course, this family's involved in music for many years, Des.
They have indeed, John, for probably 35 years. We've been with the choir in the early days as St. Eugene's Boys Choir and then developed into the Codetta Chamber Choir. They've travelled the world, they've entered competitions, and they were part of a stunning performance the other night in the Armagh in the Guildhall.
Fantastic.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, we'll be hearing more about the festival as we go along. The place is looking fantastic. It's beautifully decorated. The house is absolutely jam full. We have, in the living room, the opera chorus all the way from Tequila.
Tequila!
That's Tequila, Mexico, not the drink. Well, actually, the drink as well. That's a whole other story. We'll be talking to soprano Laura Sheeran and Benita Rodriguez. We'll have music from Paul Casey, singer-songwriter. We'll be talking to some junior doctors whose new TV series is kicking off on Monday night on BBC One, Adele Heaney and Kevin Harkin. I'll be talking to the man who presses the button that kicks off the whole amazing fireworks display here in Derry. I'll be talking to journalist Tony Connolly as well, who got a prestigious award in St. Columb's last night, a Derry man, of course, as well. And England have just beaten the All Blacks, but that's not the biggest. That's not the biggest sporting news of the last few days, because Derry City beat Finn Harps last night. And what difference does that make, Des?
We've got a European spot for next year.
Because somebody said that all the photographs you have in the house of the children, and there are loads and loads of them, but they're all quite small compared to the massive...
The Brandywell
framed photograph in
the
kitchen.
Home of Derry City, that's
it. So that's where we can see where your priorities lie.
Exactly, yeah. But I missed the match last night, unfortunately.
Did you?
4-1?
Yeah. 4-1. Well, well done to them. Paula McIntyre's over here in the corner, making Halloween, of course.
Making barn brack, which I've made already. Very traditional for Halloween.
Is there something in it?
No, I didn't do that. For health and safety.
Choked on it.
I choked.
That would be a bad
thing. I forgot to put them in it. I'm using health and safety as an excuse.
Right.
And then I'm going to do some, like a butterscotchy apple or toffee apple compote, and then a cinnamon custard. But I'm going to toast the barn brack with butter.
So the apples are on, the cinnamon custard's on. This is dark sugar
and butter. And that's
I think we need an ooh. Definitely. And that's not a scary ooh. I can't wait to get fed ooh. We'll chat to Paula later on. Let's walk into the living room here, because in here we have a group of phenomenal singers. 99% of them are from the town of Tequila.
Tequila!
You can see a theme happening here. Tequila in Mexico, but one of them is from Derry, and she's Laura Sheeran. They are going to kick us off today with, tell us, what's the name of this song, Laura?
The name is Júrame.
So this is Swear to Me, the Swear to Me Your Undying Love
kind
of thing.
That's the one.
Right, this will knock your socks off. Take it away.
Todos dicen que es mentira que te quiero, porque no me habían visto enamorado. Yo te juro que yo mismo no comprendo el por qué tu mirar me ha fascinado.
Cuando estoy cerca de ti y estás contento, quisiera que de nadie te acordaras. Tengo celos hasta del pensamiento que pueda recordarte a otra persona. Más.
Well, Benito and I met in 2015, and I've been going to Mexico ever since then. And we have a school there and a studio, an opera studio there, and we have a wonderful chorus, and we have, there's so much culture going on in the town of Tequila.
Tequila!
Which is a very small town, and it is so beautiful. It's also where the drink comes from that everybody knows. What's it called again? I can't remember.
Tequila!
And so we work there, and we work with all of the singers there, and there's a community choir, and then there are more advanced singers. So we brought the advanced singers over here to show them the difference in the type of choral tradition that we have. So as you could hear in this one, everybody has the most beautiful, full, rich voices in Mexico. And it's not about the blend that we would have over here.
It's different. Totally
different. And it's so exciting and so passionate. And it suits the music so well.
But at the heart of all this is a love story.
Yeah.
Because the two of you, Benito, went to the same teacher. And it was the teacher, I believe, who said, you know what, you should.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Check each other out.
Yes, we were in Sicily, and actually, the first time that I saw her, I just thought like, oh, and the maestro was beside me, and he made me a face like, yeah, right, yeah, and well, after the next day, he told me if I can sing with her, Mano, I think, mm-hmm. And then well. Things happen.
The only light was a candle in the corner, and when that flickered and there were dark coats hung in the back of the door, you just imagined that there were ghosts there.
Absolutely.
So,
well, it's a cold, frosty morning this morning in Derry,
yes,
so it's not ideal in a sense for, but we're surrounded by pumpkins and Halloween decorations. So if you could all just imagine we're in a little cottage somewhere in the country, and it's really dark, and the candles are flickering, and we're all just huddling around in complete silence because Madeline is going to tell us the story of...
Yes, the Black Nun of Bunamargay.
Wow.
Now, Bunamargay is just outside the Ballycastle on the right-hand side of the road, and it's a ruined friary. But in the 16th and 17th century, it was the home of the McQuillans and the McDonalds. And the graveyard beside that is eerie. You don't want to go there on a dark, miserable night. You don't even want to go there on a bright, moonlit night. But this is the story of Sister Julia McQuillan.
But of course, Derry is famous. People in Derry have been dressing up and walking over the town for years, even when it's not Halloween. But that's another story. But in the last 10 years, the size of the whole Halloween celebration has grown to the point where Derry can claim to be European capital, at least European capital, of Halloween. I've been up loads of times, and it's the rarest thing to see, you know, Woody from Toy Story walking down the street hand in hand with Donald Trump, his dad. Donal Neal is in charge of the fireworks that are let off from a boat in the River Foyle. And during the week, I went out to find out more about the pyrotechnics at a secret location outside the city.
What? This is like something you'd see in a...
Bodie and Doyle.
Aye, do you know it would end up in a shootout? Somewhere like this. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. This is the workshop. This is where all the physical work gets done. All the prep for the shows. At the rear of the building, there's two steel containers, which are the license store, where the fireworks are stored before they go to a show and whatever else. At the minute, we have shows prepped here, and they're ready to go out on a van. So that's why they're in the workshop. They're in transit.
What does a prepped show look like?
Well,
is that boxes?
Well, if we buy a box of fireworks, maybe there's eight things in it. So we're only taking two out for a show. So you pull those two out. You'll put an electric igniter in, because all our shows are all done electronically or electrically.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And I have to say, I watched episode one last night. It is a window on a world that I never really thought about, because if you're in hospital, you're concentrating on getting well. If you're not in hospital, you don't really think about what goes on there. This was a big step to go from being students to being The Doctor.
Indeed, definitely. So we actually haven't seen the show yet, so we're also looking forward to getting a glimpse into it. But I think for us, the reason we did the show was really, as you say, to give people an insight into what it's like on the other side, because I suppose nobody really thinks about, you know, how long we've been working for and things like that. So I think it'll be a nice insight into the fact that we are just normal people and, you know, we're just someone's daughter or son and we just have a normal life outside.
And in episode one, you put it very well, Kevin. You said, you know, you're in this situation, you think we need to get the doctor, and then you go, actually, no, I'm the doctor.
I am the doctor.
There's
now,
nobody to call. I am it.
It's definitely a big step up once you get to that stage. It was one of the most intimidating things about starting. I think it's part of the reason I wanted to do it, is for all the reasons Adele just said, you know, you want to let people see, but I'm looking forward to looking back on it as well. It's been, you know, probably a year now since we started filming, and I want to see, you know, how much I probably didn't know and how scared I was on the ward.
Now, smell this kitchen. It is delicious. Is that just sugar and butter?
Aye, see, that's it. So,
you don't even need to bother with the rest. Just butter and sugar.
Just going to sell your house.
Crowd round, everybody, if you want to see how to make a tasty barn brack for friends and family.
I'm going to do the apples first. So that's in here, brown sugar, butter. And then I've just melted that, so you sort of see it kind of foaming there. Uh-huh. And then your apples, keep the skin on, just and sort of, and then we'll just get that on there, John. Nice high heat. And
where's the banana tea? Is Jennifer inside?
That's it. That's us. And then we'll just leave that for.
That's all coated in that kind of beautiful.
And we'll let that cook down for 5 minutes.
And he's going to sing for us, ladies and gentlemen. Give a huge round of applause to local singer-songwriter and very talented musician, Mr. Paul Casey.
Somebody I'm not. I don't wanna be somebody I'm not. Standing in the shoes, someone I'm not. Cause I don't wanna be somebody I'm not. Standing in my shoes, I got this feeling that I'm always gonna lose. I guess I know someday I'm gonna have to choose. Cause I don't wanna hide away.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
That's Paul Casey, Somebody I'm Not, which is not on the new album that you're putting out.
That's me.
That's you. That's so typical. But you're here because Homegrown, which started out as a kind of a Christmas thing for Derry musicians who were home for the holidays and kind of get together, sort of an informal thing, has grown and grown and grown.
Yeah.
You had one in the summer and you're having one next week.
Well, it kind of started out in 2013 for the culture year. And I just thought there was scope to do a big gig for local musicians. And luckily, we've been doing it every year since. So we were asked in August to do a big open air one. And now at Halloween, they've asked us again. So it's happening next Saturday in Everington Square in a big tent. So if it rains, we're good.
And you have Goatstone Shave.
Goatstone Shave, Roe, Paddy Nash, Ports.
Paddy Nash and the Happy Enchiladas.
Yes. And and me.
And it's just a feel-good kind of a gig.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of Derry musicians. Well, the goats are from Donegal, but that's basically the same anyway. Like, so. So everybody just gets up and there's no hassle and everybody plays and has a bit of crack. And yeah, brilliant.
It's brilliant. How's things anyway?
I'm terrified.
Working away.
All these singers here. And I'm not a singer like all these singers.
When you come back to Derry then and you're off, you're on holidays, what do you do? What does Derry mean to you?
Well, Derry is home.
Where do you go?
Yeah, well, Derry is home. My family are still here. My sister, my dad, my mum passed away in April, sadly. So, you know, we're all still coming to terms with that. But Derry is Donegal. Derry has gone down to Leenan or Ballyliffin or Lisfannan. It's going for a walk along the Foyle. It's dropping into any of the coffee shops. I'm going to get in trouble if I name some and not the others. But, you know, it's like I bring my kids back here now. You know, I have three boys and they love it, you know. Well, the the third one's only 3 months, so he doesn't know it yet, but it just reconnects you to, you know, the roots and, you know, where you came from. I just have very happy memories of here, and I just need to keep refreshing those memories every, you know, 2 or 3 months. When I come home, I'll go to Sandino's or the Grand Central, or we'll go into the Drift Inn for a little creamy pint on the way home after a walk. All good.
Well, you don't have to buy a pint or a cup of coffee in about half a dozen places around the city of Derry. Tony Connolly talking about, I suppose, reconnecting with home and getting away and trying to find a life in the middle of Brexit. And congratulations to him on winning the or being awarded the Alumnus Illustrissimus Award for 2019 from his old school at St Columb's College. You're listening to the John Toll Show, BBC Radio Ulster, BBC Radio Foyle. Best place for all these parties is under the stairs. And under the stairs we have, what's your name?
Orla.
Orla.
Fuelon.
Fuelon.
Emer.
Emer, what are you playing here, Orla?
A penguin game.
A penguin game? And what do you have to do?
You have to roll the dice, and whatever colour you get, you have to pick up a penguin and see what the colour is. Oh. And if it's not the right colour that you've got on your dice, you have to put it... You had to put the penguin over it again.
Ah, you have to knock him over. Tell me this, what are you all dressing up for Halloween, Fuelon?
A ninja.
A ninja? So what does a ninja wear?
Like gold stripes and like a black hoodie.
Class. What about you, Emer?
Witch.
A witch?
Yeah.
So a pointy hat? Yeah. All dressed in... And we're here with Madeline McCulley, who's just finishing off. How did you find the barn burrack?
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. This is the best Saturday morning I've spent for a long time. It was delicious. Paula has another fan.
Definitely. That's great. Definitely. Good to know. Well, we're all dying to know what happened to the Black Nun of Bonamargue, because at the halfway point of the story, she saw this face, but we didn't know who it was.
Right.
So pick up the story and let us know.
Okay. It was the face that she had not looked upon for several years, a face that she vowed she never wanted to see again. It was that of her young sister, who had chosen to leave home and live a dissolute life. Julia had disowned her all those years ago with harsh words, "Go lie in the gutter with those that you call your friends."
That was just absolutely stunning. That was Dima KC, sung by the Tequila Opera Chorus of the Foundation Beckman Choir. Patricia Miola, Itzeli, Natalia, Minerva, Ariadne, Carlos, Jacobo, Omar, Sergio Benito, and of course Laura as well. Give them a massive round of applause all the way from Tequila.
Tequila.
Two minutes to 12, BBC Radio Ulster, BBC Radio Foyle. Can I just say, Des and Jennifer, thank you for inviting us and thank you for having us here
been
today.
A pleasure, John.
Absolutely.
Have wonderful. You enjoyed
thank
it?
Thank you for coming.
I see the burritos have arrived
they
as
have.
Well.
Yes.
All the
Claire.
Way from Guapo down on Strand Road.
So there'll be a bit of Mexican food as well.
Yes, there will indeed. After, I think
of course,
that's
you
gone.
Have your after you have your grilled
barn brack. Oh, lovely. That was delicious.
And I have to say, your son Dermot is standing behind.
He is indeed.
And we have a connection that goes back many years
many
that we only
years.
Discovered yesterday.
Dermot was 6. I don't know what age you were.
Well, I was probably about 6 as well.
Yeah.
But I mine was in Newry and his was in Derry.
Yes. And I took him to the fish. 62 little 6-year-olds sang about a friendly cow, all red and white.
I love Dermot, come in here, Dermot. I love
won.
With all my heart.
That's the one.
She gives me cream.
With all her might.
And to eat with apple tart. She wanders lowing here and there. And yet she cannot stray. All in the pleasant open air. The pleasant light of day. Thank you very much. So it so happens that the first song that both of us sang at Fesh's Miles and Miles Apart many, many years ago was The Friendly Cow.
And
would you believe
got
it?
First.
We both got first. Absolutely. We should have done a head-to-head. Listen, thank you so much for having us here today. The City of Derry International Choral Festival runs tonight. It's the big international competition tonight. Choirs from Norway, Brazil, Italy, England, Portugal and Wales. And it finishes in with a gala tomorrow night. Halloween starts tomorrow. Thanks to our audio team. John Benson and John Simpson out in the van. To our production team, David McGay, Jennifer Dupree, and our producer, Helen Bambury. From all of us here in Derry, whatever you're doing, come up here and have a fantastic time. And we wish our friends from Tequila, Tequila! Safe home, and muchas gracias for everything you've done for us and all the singing that you've done for us today. From all of us here in Derry, have a great day. Happy Halloween!